Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. State Department has released its annual report on human trafficking, which looks at 188 governments' efforts to combat slavery. The report was released by Secretary of State John Kerry.
It is a detailed analysis of the challenges that we face. It's a targeted roadmap to measure how we can better overcome the challenges. And it is a clarion call to each of us, to everybody in the world, to do all we can to eradicate these horrors and to hold countries accountable to a higher and better standard of behavior.
8 countries were added to the list of nations considered the worst offenders in human trafficking: Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Myanmar, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudan, and Suriname. Turkey says the 3 suicide bombers who carried out the deadly attack on the Istanbul airport this week were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. The death toll from the blast at Europe's 3rd busiest airport increased to 44, 230 others wounded. Police conducted raids on 16 locations and 3 Istanbul neighborhoods, arresting 13 people suspected of having links to the Islamic State. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's Chief John Brennan says the bombings had all the typical signs of Islamic State depravity. Authorities say they now have arrested 10 people in connection with attacks in Burkina Faso and Ivory Coast, most of them charged with providing help and shelter to jihadists. Al-Qaeda's North Africa branch claimed responsibility for both attacks. Burkina Faso's security minister said that 3 of the 10 suspects were directly implicated. This is VOA News. In what it calls a milestone, the United Nations reports humanitarian aid has now reached all of Syria's 18 besieged areas. A 37-truck convoy carried food, water, sanitation, as well as hygiene and other emergency supplies for 20,000 needy Syrian men, women, and children. There was, however, a downside. Jan Egelin, senior advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says one driver was shot in the chest by a sniper while leaving the area. He says the driver is receiving treatment in a hospital in Damascus.
But it was a very close call. And it shows how risky this work is, because there is no cessation of hostilities in too many places now in Syria. So it is in many ways against all odds that we have been able to reach all of the 18 areas at least once, and at least with partial assistance.
Egelin also said warring parties are blocking medical aid to people in besieged areas to prevent doctors from treating wounded soldiers who then might return to the battlefield. The detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard earlier this year was wholly preventable, according to the U.S. Commander of Naval Forces in the Middle East. Sailors were traveling through the Persian Gulf from Kuwait toward Bahrain in 2 vessels on January the 2nd when U.S. controllers lost contact with them. Iranian Revolutionary Guards who patrol the Gulf boarded the vessels, detained the crew. They were released the next morning. In Britain, Conservative favorite and former London Mayor Boris Johnson has said he will not be running for Prime Minister. In announcing his decision, Johnson said after consulting with colleagues, he was not the person to lead the nation as Britain transitions away from the European Union membership.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration to make sure that we properly fulfill the mandate of the people that was delivered at the referendum, and to champion the agenda I believe in.
Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation after Britain voted last week to leave the EU, Cameron pushing for the UK to remain in the European Union. China is stepping up requests for cooperation in hunting down corruption suspects that have fled overseas. Chinese government has sought to extradite suspects, but many Western countries, including the United States, have been reluctant to sign extradition treaties with China because of alleged human rights abuses.
That's the latest world news from VOA.